It's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Craig's Tax Service, specializing in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Find out more at craigstaxservice.com. And we have with us this morning Perry Lyons, the head coach of the Rockville Lady Rockets of softball. And Perry, didn't I just talk to you about basketball just a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, we just talked a couple of weeks ago. Yes, sir.
I was telling my famous story in the lobby today about how Pierre Lyons struck me out in a Babe Ruth tryout thing, and I gave up the game of baseball, and I went to softball. So anyway, I'll never forget it, for sure. Coach, Rockville softball has always been the hunt, and I don't think this year is going to be any different. Tell us a little bit about how Rockville softball is looking for this year.
So far, I've been pretty pleased with you know how they're accepting coaching and working hard. I think we're 4-1 right now. Dropped one game 3-2 to Independence. It was a really good game. The girls are really buying in. It's going to be a fun season this year. I can tell the excitement in the county. A lot of good teams in there, and we're keeping up with what everybody's doing.
You know, it starts with pitching, I guess, and tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll kind of talk about the position players.
Yeah, we pitch by a group. We have a group of girls that pitch. We got four or five arms, and we just rotate them in and out. But you know, we'll go with our senior Caroline Stevens. She's been in the program for 4 years. Really tough kid. I think her younger brother's a freshman on the baseball team. So they have really good athletes, the Stevens family. Then we've got Fiona Joyce, that's a junior. She's been in the program for 3 years. So, like, both of those girls have pitched really well. And then we got a freshman, Jocelyn Wallace. She's come in and give us a lot of innings early in the season. And then we'll pitch Mallory Goetz, outfielder, and also Ella Morgan, which plays catcher. So we got five arms. All five arms are alive. So that's where we're starting in the circle.
I know you've been with softball for a long time. That part of the game has changed a little bit, hadn't it, with pitchers? You know, I remember we used to go with a one pitcher, you know, and you'd have another one that you would play, you know, in games that maybe non-district, that kind of thing. But that's kind of changed over the years, from what I can tell, is you depend a lot more on matchups and that kind of thing, whether one's having a good game or not. You can go to the pen, you can go to somebody else. Is that fair a statement to make there?
That's very fair. You know, long time ago, you could go with one pitcher and have a dominant pitcher. Me, I look for athletes, mm-hmm. meaning I have both girls play shortstop. So when one's pitching, the other one's playing shortstop between Caroline and Fiona. So I look for athletes that can do it all. Also, used to also always courtesy run for the pitcher. So with those two girls, they're athletes. I'll let them run. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit on that. Also, back in the day, it was if you had that power pitcher that just threw hard, that's what everybody was looking for. Now, you know, we're looking for spin. Can she make them mishit the ball? So I might throw a girl that throws 48 miles per hour, and people are like, what is that? Well, she just come behind a girl that's throwing 60. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the infield defensively, and I know you got some good bats in that lineup too.
At third base we play a freshman, McKinley Hood. Fiona Joyce will also play there. Like I said, athlete. She's shortstop pitcher, and she'll play third. Then we move her to shortstop. You have Fiona Joyce and Caroline Stevens. Like I said earlier, they switch in and out on the mound. At second base, we have Mia Bateman. Caroline Stevens will also go over to second. And first base, we have a senior, Caitlin Carpenter, and we have a sophomore that is going to probably maybe help us get some time in Brooklyn. Right now, we've had two major injuries to two freshmen that were going to really contribute to our team. One girl tore her ACL, and the other one her labrum. So that kind of put us, you know, in a bind as far as depth. Right field, we have Ella Cannell. She's a senior. Center field is Ava Flutie, a senior, and a junior, Mallory Goetz, in the left field.
I don't know how.
Is Ella Morgan. Ella Morgan's our catcher.
How do you keep it all together, Perry, in terms of who's playing short, who's pitching? I mean, that's a lot of different working parts, isn't it?
Yeah, we look at matchups, we look at teams. You know, does this team like to hit fast pitching? Does this team have struggled with slower pitching? So we look at matchups and the batters. But you know, like I said, we lost two players, and it really hurt. I like to do what we call varsity one and varsity two. Mm-hmm. Some people call it JV, but I learned from Bill Hockenberry, varsity two. I like what he taught me on that. Basically, we have two varsities. Well, right now the varsity two is not getting to play because I'm down to 15 kids. We started off with like 19, and injuries, you know, it's kind of, you're afraid to put them in a varsity one game because, you know, what happens if, you know, you get hurt and you don't have enough people to play. So right now we're fighting the injury bug right now.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to have the injury bug, I guess it's better to have it early than later, right?
That's what I was hoping, have it now, not at the end of this tournament. Like, this is we're having prom tonight. That's not, you know, normal to have prom this early. Mm-hmm. But when I look about it, when I think about it and I look at it, it's not bad because now they can go ahead and get this out of the way early. And then we can focus on the district tournament at the end so we don't have to worry about prom.
It helps scheduling too, doesn't it, the district tournament, trying to get people. I know that there's been a lot of hassles about that in the past. By the way, it's going to be a beautiful night for prom, so it's going to work out really well.
We normally go to Hendersonville to the Commando Classic. Well, mm-hmm. We stopped doing that because the prom is so early. And so we don't do that tournament anymore, but I was thinking about it. It's actually going to be better because now, like you said, you can focus at the end of the year and not have all those distractions.
Well, let's take a look at the district before I let you go here. It's going to be a rough go, as it always is, really. And then you look at the other side, and there's a couple of good teams waiting over there for you, too.
Once again, when I talk to you guys, Rutherford County, what can you say?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's a tough district. I love it. I love coaching in it. I love competing with the girls. We love it. Of course, you know, on the other side, you got freaking, Blackman and Stewart's Creek, and they've got heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our district could be tough with Oakland and Riverdale and Siegel. Anybody can beat anyone. We all know that.
It makes it – I know we talk about spring sports and people kind of go, well, that's a short season. But it's really not. I mean, you play 40 games at least, don't you? I mean, it's usually on the average. And the month of April and May are pretty much – I guess you don't see much of your family during that time either.
Yeah, we definitely will be in a tournament in Ravenwood. We'll go to Coffee County to play in a tough tournament. And then we're going to Chattanooga next weekend, next Friday. So when you play those tournaments, you know, they count as two games, but you might end up playing four or five depending on how you do. So that's how your record gets up.
And that's,
you know, 30, 40 games.
And it also gives them reps too, doesn't it? I mean, that's important. I mean, you don't want to sit there and just play the average district schedule because you might lose some momentum that way.
Yeah, one thing that I've done the last 3 years, and I don't – know people approve it or not, but we take spring break off.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you say spring break, a lot of teams play spring break. Well, I allow the families and the girls and their parents, that's their vacation time, get away from softball, and then we try to make a big push after spring break every year. We've done that for the last 3 years.
Well, that's probably a good thing because, I mean, it takes up so much of their time that they need a break. I would agree with that. Yeah. Perry, as always, I hate to cut you off here a little bit, but we've got we're running a little behind. But I do want to say we'll be out there soon to see the Rockville Lady Rockets and tell all your family hi and tell Pierre. And I bet he can still throw a curveball.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, and by the way, tell Valena I said hey. So she helped my granddaughter learn how to pitch, and I'll always be grateful for that. That's Perry Lyons.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's Perry Lyons, the head coach of the Rockville Rockets. This portion brought to you by Sir Pizza, whose three Murfreesboro locations offer a huge selection of mouthwatering pizzas, sandwiches, pastas, and wings. Order your favorite pizza online at SirPizzaTN.com.